Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening today that she starts to really understand and develop the ability to watch her own self, to be dead to self and monitor herself, be watching her fruits and monitoring her thoughts, just so she can walk more perfectly in your Holy Spirit. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just going through Isaiah 33 and talking about times of judgment, how to prepare, and learning how to hear the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to walk you through day to day. Okay, you're going to see this where it's not an outward thing. He will prepare you both outwardly and inwardly, both carnally and spiritually. But you're going to hit these points that are going to be, crossroads. You're not going to know to go right or to go left. And you want to be in a place where you're really familiar with the Holy Spirit, with his voice. You understand what he sounds like, so you can recognize him when he's directing you, and so that you know what to do. Okay. And that's a process that develops over time. It's not overnight. You need to start doing it right now. And if you've already been doing it, you need to really fine tune it. Okay. Because it really is going to be, it can be life-saving. It really truly can. Because times of judgment can get very dangerous. Another way that the Holy Spirit will talk is through your thoughts. You have to remember, okay, that he's a spirit and he's God, okay? So you can hear him audibly, okay, with like an actual voice. You hear this in the scriptures, okay? You hear this with this is an example of it in Acts chapter 8. It says, I'm talking about Philip, okay? And it says, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. He's talking about the eunuch, okay? Then the Spirit said unto, this is verse 28, said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chariot. Now, depending on where you are with the Lord, you might hear him just talk to you like that, okay? He speaks just like that, okay? That's not that common, okay? A lot of times what he just does is he talks to you in your thoughts. I talked a little bit about this where you find your mind kind of going in a certain direction and thinking about a certain thing. Now, one of the things that you also want to do to help really develop this and become really good at understanding how this works is you want to be in a constant place of, this is second Corinthians chapter 10, starting at verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Okay, so you really want to be watching your thoughts all the time. Okay. Be monitoring them. Of course, be defensive in case your mind's going someplace where it's not supposed to be. But if you find yourself just kind of pondering something, maybe something, a person that you used to know, or a situation that happened at one time, and you find yourself thinking, well, I don't really want to think about this. I don't know why I keep thinking about this. And you keep trying to like ignore it, but you can't. You may want to look into that because it may not be, an attack or demonic. It won't be like sinful or anything. It just will be like, why do I keep thinking about this person? Why does my mind keep going to this scenario that happened, in high school or in my old neighborhood or, my old job or whatever? Why do I keep thinking about this? What you want to do is just be in a place of, just holding every thought to captivity. Seek the Lord. Are you trying to explain something to me, Lord? Is this, are you, is there something here, and just take it to the Lord in prayer and a lot of humility, because what you can find is that oftentimes he's trying to, from what I've seen, he's trying to warn you about something, or you're in a certain situation dealing with someone, and the situation's exactly the same as what happened back then, or he's using what happened back then to explain to you what he's doing here or what could end up happening here. And oftentimes, he can direct your path and even reveal dangerous situations. And then also too, on a side note, if you find yourself dreaming about people, you want to just be in a real place of humility, because I've seen the Holy Spirit talking to people a lot through their dreams lately. And talk more about that a little bit later, but you do want to be in a place of humility with your dreams, because you could be dreaming about something, a certain person, and you think it means one thing, or you're thinking that you're dreaming about that actual person. That person represents something else. But I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day abounding in the Spirit and just growing close to you, and just really asking to be filled with the Spirit, understanding that it's Him alone that will guide her and take care of her, and she needs to cleave to Him and be filled with Him. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.